Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Social needs of this lovely station and at PS underscore nation underscore on the X. Ironic that you played that, Sonny, because basketball is gearing up. In fact, I got a invite today for the Cobb County Basketball Media Day coming up at the end of the month. So, I mean, as you heard me mention about the volleyball being in the state championship tournament getting underway, softball has also gotten underway. So fall sports are wrapping up and winter sports are getting ready to kick off. So that's going to be your basketball, your swimming, your wrestling, and obviously football will continue. Flag football has really gotten underway. They're about probably 2 weeks in now, maybe, because I believe some teams are about 5-0. I've seen, some teams have got about 5-6 games already under their belt. So, man, fun times here. Got to give a shout out to Rusty Manziel, of course, member of the Steakhouse on 3, and Dogs HQ. He was listening. I don't know if he's still in the car, but he was looked like he was parking, getting ready to get out of his car, and he caught our last segment there and sent the video, so, and showing some love. So thanks to Rusty, man. Really appreciate him. Always been supportive, so really appreciate that. So, all right, coming up here in just a second, Maggie and Harry Kiriakides of Savannah Christian. Now, Maggie plays volleyball. Maggie was actually featured on the show last year around this time, probably, I want to say. And then her younger brother, he's starting his high school career at, so now he's been at Savannah Christian, but in the middle school, now he's going into the high school side of things, and he's a basketball player. So was able to get both of them on because I love their story of just kind of being there. Maggie is so supportive. Like all summer, she was constantly showing videos of him. He was actually overseas training. We'll get into that in that conversation here in just a second. And then later in the show, head coach Tommy Lewis, Landmark Christian, they're having a phenomenal season. Dropped the season opener, but haven't looked back since. And now they got a big matchup against another team that's been doing very well in Whitfield Academy. So we'll hear from Coach Lewis here in just a second. But again, let's head to Savannah and catch up with Maggie and Harry.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we'll head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Maggie and Harry joining me now. First off, thank you to both of you for taking time out of your day. Really appreciate it. And I want to get it started by saying congratulations to you both on, just everything you've done in your athletic careers, academic careers. How fun has it been for the two of you growing up over the years, you know, both very active in sports and being able to be there and support one another?
Yes, thank you so much. It's been super fun. We love, like, working out together and, like, watching each other grow in our sports. We've always, like, helped each other with our sports, like, with practice and gone to each other's games ever since we were little and ever since we even started sports. But it's super fun. We go to the gym. I help him, like, with basketball. We're also really competitive, so, like, sometimes we scrimmage each other, in which that gets a little crazy, but and he helps me with volleyball, and we're always very supportive of each other, which is super important, but...
Yeah, we're very supportive of each other. We're always there for each other, and we always, like, try to go against each other to see who's better, but, like, in a good way. Ever since the beginning, like, the first sport we've ever done together was, like, karate. So we've always, like, learned about, like, focusing and discipline. Mm-hmm. And we both have been in karate, well, before, for, like, 5 to 6 years. So we've gotten to, like, our black belts. And she was a second degree, and I was a first degree. But I was out for a year because my arm, mm-hmm. due to injury. After that, like, maybe a year or so later, my sister got into volleyball, and she's developed through that, and she really fell in love with that, and I got into basketball and continued to that sport since I've been there for a long time and just fell in love with that.
All right. Yeah. And Harry, for you, having the opportunity to watch Maggie go through her high school career, how helpful do you feel that's been for you as you get ready to, as you're starting your career and competing at that level?
I think it's been very helpful watching Maggie through volleyball, and I've been very inspired by her work ethic and her focus. She pushes me, and this all of her work has pushes me to do the same in the sport that I love, which is basketball.
All right, spending time on the wait4.com hotline. Maggie and Harry Karakaitis joining us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Maggie, how exciting is it for you to have your little brother start his journey and you're able to be there for that first year?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I've been waiting for the year where Harry's a freshman and I'm a senior because we haven't been in like the same kind of like school area for a while. But I'm super excited to see him start off his high school career and see where that leads him. And then I'm even more excited to see where he ends up. Like his like dream is to be in the NBA and like play professionally. So I'm really excited to see him end up where he wants to. He's worked so hard for like where he's at now. Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud of him for it. But yeah, I'm just going to keep on telling him to work hard and see where he ends up. And I'm super excited to just, like, be here for his start of his journey. So.
All right. And, Maggie, speaking of, you know, your senior year, you ladies are having a successful season over there, getting ready for some playoff action. What have been some key factors that have allowed you all to be where you are, you know, as you wrap up the regular season?
Yeah, so I'm super excited to, like, we just won region, which is always amazing. So, but yeah, I think some really big key factors is just staying focused, because during this time of the season, it's kind of hard to, like, stay on track and keep that mindset, but that this is where you need to have that mindset, where you need to keep working hard, even though if you're winning, stay humble. And also, like, me and my teammates and our coach, we've been putting some work in the gym, and like watching a lot of film recently, which has helped us a lot. Mm-hmm. But I think those are some really big key factors. But one of my biggest things is just staying focused in and outside of volleyball, and just always like having that positive mindset and just working hard, even if we keep winning, and just staying humble.
All right. And Harry, seeing your sister and her teammates have the success that they've had over the past few seasons, how inspiring has that been for you in regards to, you know, coming in at Savannah Christian and being a player that is able to contribute to the team's goals?
Again, I'm like very inspired by my sister and her work ethic, and the love for a sport is huge, and also motivates me to be the best I can, and also to have a bigger love for my sport, and just to keep going throughout my high school and hopefully keep going through my career with just basketball, because that's what I love the most, and hopefully I can get farther as I grow.
All right, spending time on the wait4.com hotline here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Maggie and Harry Karakaitis joining us all the way from Savannah. Harry, speaking of all the way, you were all the way overseas doing some basketball training. Talk about that experience and just what that was like.
This past summer, it was just me and my dad that went to Greece. My mom and my sister stayed back. They went to some camps for volleyball. But we were there for like June to July for 2 months. So we had about like 10 to 15 days where we had vacation, but like through vacation we would do workouts. We wouldn't skip any days, so we weren't like off the schedule. But when we were in Athens, we were training for about like 2 to 3 hours in the morning, basketball skills, ball handling, and then we would rest for a little bit and go back out in the afternoon about like 5, and we would also do the same thing with the team. There's a local club there in Athens that wanted me to practice and train with them so I can scrimmage and just stay warmed up for when I come back home for high school.
Man, that's an awesome experience right there. All right, and Maggie, you young lady, you continue to have a remarkable career. Earlier in the season, you surpassed 1,000 career kills. Just talk about the feeling of the accomplishments and the support you've gotten over the years.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it's been so exciting, and I've been, like, looking forward to hit my 1,000 kills, like, for so long, but, no, it's, like, all these accomplishments. I'm just so proud of myself, and I'm just so happy. I'm thanking everyone for their support. There's like all of their support, my brother's support, my family support. It's been like so much like already for the first start of senior year, but it's been amazing. Like right when we were in Atlanta when I hit my 1,000 kills, like at a tournament, and like for example, like this so much support. My mom got like the whole gym, especially the opponents on the other side and the referees. Like right when I hit my 1,000 kills, they all stood up and started clapping. They all were holding like a little 1,000 signs, and everyone was in on it except me, obviously. But it was just like that just showed me how much support I have and how lucky I am to have the people around me that love me and support me in anything I do. And I just want to thank God for what all of his opportunities he's given me and my brother, but it's just been amazing. And there's so much support, and me and Harry are so lucky to have what we have, but yeah.
All right. Spending time with Maggie and Harry Kirikaiti, Savannah Christian School, joining us. They're all the way in Savannah, but you know, we had to get them on, and really appreciate y'all joining us here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, let's have some fun. You both mentioned that, you know, there's been some competitiveness time to time when you guys are working out together. So, who could do it better? Maggie, dribbling skills, or Harry with the kill?
See, I don't know. I have a good shot. I have a really good shot.
I think it's me.
Honestly, Harry can hit now. I literally don't even understand. He can hit. It's like natural. Mm. Like he can serve too. He can pass. And it just caught me off a surprise. But with shooting, I don't know. I think I'm pretty good.
You
with
might
that.
Be able to. Now, Harry, would you play? Because, like, I in California, where I went to high school, we had boys volleyball. Would you play if there was a, you know, do you think you would be interested in playing if they had it here in Georgia?
I was talking about that with my friends the other day. If they had, like, a school team, I think it'd be fun if, like, we all, like, participate in, like, a volleyball team.
Oh, my gosh. I want there to be, like, a guys' volleyball team. That would be so fun.
I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be cool. Maybe GHSA, you know, give it some serious consideration. I don't know, man. I think there's plenty of guys that would sign up for it. But, you know, we'll see.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Well, Maggie, Harry, thank you both for joining me, man. I tried to catch you all when you guys were up here, like you said, for that tournament, but I can't remember what happened for me. But hopefully, man, throughout the state championship tournament, I'll be able to catch you. And Harry, definitely looking forward to catching you over the years that you have here. And again, appreciate both of you for taking time to join me.
Yes, thank you so much. We appreciate it. So it has been fun talking to you.
Yeah, same here. And we'll do it again.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. Good stuff, man. Maggie and Harry, Kirikaitis, Savannah Christian, man, and great conversation with them, and just love the personality, love the spirit that both of them had in that one. So good stuff. Appreciate their parents as well for allowing me to catch up with them. So still to come here on the show when we get back for the final segment, Coach Tommy Lewis, Landmark Christian, getting ready for a big showdown with Whitfield Academy, region implications in this one. Oh, yeah. Man, this is some fun times, man. And the weather just changed. Got the hoodies on. Yeah. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.